We're about to meet some Syrian refugees who were directly affected by President Trump's immigration order last week. The family is in Jordan, which is home to more than 650,000 Syrian refugees. They were poised to come to New York State until Trump suspended refugee admissions to the U.S. NPR's Jane Arraf went to the Jordanian city of Zarqa to meet them.
Yazin Asala doesn't talk much, but he's been learning English. Yazin is six, and he wants to be a policeman. His parents say he started stuttering after being frightened by the sound of jets in their hometown of Aleppo, Syria. He's shy around strangers, but he makes a point of showing us he knows the alphabet and his numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We're sitting in the Salah family's two-room apartment in the industrial Jordanian city of Zarqa. Rafiq Salah was a high school geography teacher in Syria. In 2 years in Jordan, he's worked his way up from laborer to installing floor tiles. When I visit them, they're sitting around a single kerosene heater. Their one-year-old daughter plays with her older sister's hair. The place is pretty much empty. That's because after they received the itinerary of their flight to New York this week, the family sold almost everything. They were bound for Syracuse. There was a furnished apartment waiting for them and a caseworker who spoke Arabic. Asala is 34. He says he's never met an American. I ask him what he knows of the country that was to have been their new home.
We know there is democracy and freedom. My friends who are there say you feel like you are a human being, a citizen. You have rights. No one can oppress you. Even the children have rights.
He says as a refugee in Jordan, he's afraid that any infraction, criticizing the government or working without a permit, will get him sent back to Syria. Asala shows us the other room in the apartment. It's empty except for a row of black duffel bags, stuffed with clothes, an album of photos from Syria, and pots and pans they were told were more expensive in the United States. Their eldest daughter, Media, who's 4 and a half, bounces on a big pink ball borrowed from the neighbors. She says she was excited about having her own room in America. Her mother, Ghada, says when the trip was canceled, she didn't know what to tell her.
My daughter asked, "Mama, where are our things? Why don't we have them? Why aren't we going to America?" And then she started to cry.
The mother prompts the little girl on the question of who blocked their trip. Why didn't we go to America? Tell me, she asks her daughter. Who didn't let us go? The president? The president, Media answers. The parents say they don't know what they will do now. They don't have money to replace the things they sold, and they can't get any answers from the refugee agencies. Salah hopes that maybe Canada or Europe will take them. And the children, they're in limbo, caught between worlds. Jane Arraf, NPR News, in Zarqa, Jordan.